the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association MAX convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. And the fog is finally burning off, Marcy. The sun is coming out over there.
It is beautiful.
And yeah, it's going to be gorgeous out here today, just like it was yesterday.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool in here as well, because you're, not only are you here, but you're presenting today.
I know.
And your topic is keys to credit unions' continued success in the indirect auto lending market.
We're talking a lot about that today.
All right.
So I'm very excited.
Give us an inside peek here. Give us a quick overview on what you'll be talking about, essentially.
So really, when we think about what we're going to do as an industry this year, next year, and the year after, you know, it's important for us to understand that while the auto industry on the new car sales side is slowing down a little bit, we are really sitting in an extended period of time where there are record levels of used vehicle sales. So that's a sweet spot for our credit union partners coast to coast. There's tremendous opportunity that still remains, even if the market does slow down slightly. And so it's about not only on the indirect side, making sure that your program is competitive and you're responding quickly and you're leveraging automation and digital tools, but it's also about taking a look at your direct lending opportunity.
Okay.
You know, all of those members that are in your backyard, you know, 20 to 25% of them that are in the market today, and how can you leverage technology and digital tools and quick response times to connect with them and identify who's actually in market before perhaps they raise their hands.
So. Gotcha. Okay, cool. So are there like a couple of takeaways that, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but are there a couple of takeaways that, that your audience, your audience will take back to their credit unions like Monday morning?
Sure. I would say it is really important to focus on automation, and that's getting to automated decisioning, whether it's an approval, a decline, or some type of response in 3 minutes or less, that dramatically increases your pull-through rate.
Okay.
For those that do require some type of manual intervention, a loan officer taking a look at the application and really the structure of everything, if you can respond quickly in the first few hours, that can increase your pull-through rate. But also, if it takes a little bit more time and your member's willing to wait for like 24 hours or more, we see a spike in that pull-through rate as well.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting. Yeah, it's just that hands-on response.
Right.
What I really liked that came out recently was a study that was done by J.D. Power about dealer satisfaction. And they took a look at the overall relationship with a customer or consumer at the dealer level, and they said the number one driver of dealer satisfaction was lender relationship,
which is great.
Do I know what your program is as a dealer? Do I know what you're looking for? What type of paper you're going to buy? Do I have a contact, you know, someone I can speak with and work through a deal with, hash through the mechanics of the deal with. You know, if I've got a strong relationship as a dealer with my lender, with my credit union, then I'm going to drive more business.
No doubt. So it behooves credit unions to get out there and create and maintain these relationships with the dealers. So
Good stuff.
And that kind of leads me to the significance of this information.
Yes.
Why is it so important right now? Because lending, as we both you know really well, that has been off the charts for the last three, 4 or 5 years. And it's still pretty good. I mean, the levels are still
amazing. Very strong. It's very strong.
So what's the significance of this information right now? To keep it all going, I guess?
You know, keep it all going, because we've seen a lot of pullback in the market right now. And regardless of what anyone's doing, whether it's a captive, whether it's, you know, a bank, whether it's, you know, any organization, consumers and members still need to buy cars. And they're not buying cars necessarily because they want to buy cars. It's not that pent-up demand that went away, you know, 3-4 years ago.
Right.
It's because they need to buy a vehicle. And we are primed to capture so much business as an industry. As long as we keep lending, and we keep lending quickly, and we focus on the credit union and the relationship as the digital relationship. How can I connect with my member or connect with my consumer across, you know, all stages of their mobility life? Whether they're searching for a vehicle, whether they need some help, whether they have a question about their auto loan, you know, can I apply online quickly? You know, all of these pieces put together create the opportunity for a sustained, healthy, profitable growth for credit unions right now. And, you know, consumer confidence is high, the economy is strong, people want and need the solutions that credit unions have. So we want to keep that going.
And as a credit union, you want to have these solutions because the competition has the solutions.
Absolutely.
You don't, your members or the consumer is going to go, I'm going to go over here where they have a really slick auto lending program where it's just like 1, 2, 3, I'm in, you know, type of thing. So
I mean, we're being measured not necessarily against other banks or players in the space, but maybe fintech partners or really against Amazon, against against Google, against Apple. These are organizations that know who I am as a person, which is kind of exciting and kind of frightening. But they follow me throughout my entire life. Mm-hmm. You know, they build a relationship that's not necessarily based on one interaction, one vehicle sale, one auto loan, but you know, all of the different touch points that matter to me. And so for our credit unions, it's about understanding the lifetime value of that member relationship and how can we kind of fill in the gaps here and there and help them be successful.
Exactly. And this deepens the member relationship too with the credit union.
Absolutely.
So why not? Why not? There's so much upside. So how do we keep this momentum going? Is it the digitization of this type of stuff?
Digitization, a lot of very important. Speed of response. So are you providing valuable online tools while someone is shopping for a vehicle that pull them forward and educate them about you? Are you providing timely, relevant information after a consumer or member purchases and finances their vehicle? Do you have some type of tool that helps them find, you know, great gas prices, that helps them engage with you? Do you provide an easy way to generate, you know, get payments over to the institution? You know, it's about wrapping those digital tools around the member, and that will help us continue that strong growth.
Yeah.
Pricing, yes, program, that's all important. You know, we know rates have been creeping up across the industry, right, on the direct side of the house, on the indirect side of the house. That will continue through the fourth quarter and through 2019.
Yeah.
We need to make sure we're educating our members about, you know, why rates are where they are. It's going to be sticker shock for a lot of folks that never experienced that in the past.
True.
Not for me. Well, maybe for me, actually.
Well, I mean, they're so incremental right now. It's not it's still not that big a deal right now.
Not that bad, but we have seen 8 months in a row where the average interest rate on a new car loan was above 5%. You know, a few years ago, even last year, like 10% of the market could get 0% financing. This year, 5% of the market could get 0% financing. You know, my first auto loan, and I was, you know, probably the buyer you want to walk through the door then, was 7%, and I thought that, that was a killer rate, right? There's an entire generation of people that don't remember that. And you know, we need to make sure we get out in front of that as a movement and help them become comfortable with where the market is today and where it's headed. So.
And you guys are right there in the mix.
Yes, we are.
Marcy, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. I know you have a busy day today, so we appreciate the time as always.
Thank you very much.
Well done.